What's up, guys? TrueDriver101.com. Let's talk about my favorite series. Let's go into Lee Child. Lee Child is one of my favorite books, book writers ever. He's one of my favorite writers. I love his Jack Reacher series. I would only recommend his Jack Reacher series. I haven't been a fan of some of the other stuff he's done, but he is a great writer. Jack Reacher is a retired military police officer who ends up in basically becoming homeless. He gets sick of order and logic in his life, and he becomes homeless. He's also an atheist, and he will get preachy about his atheist. Now, it's up to you to decide whether you want to listen to a guy who does not believe in God. I know that may bother some people, but I love the book. I love the series, especially the last numbers of series as he gets older. He's not winning every fight, which makes the book a lot more interesting. And it's just one great book, one great adventure from another. You know, it's that old 1980s style. You'll hear that me say that a lot in this suggestion because I love that old style. Next on that series, we got my man Larry Correa. Larry Correa, I will recommend every book Larry Correa has done. Pretty much all the ones I know of. We'll start with Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc. is one of the best books ever. It is about a group of Monster Hunters International. Monster Hunters International is about a company, Monster Hunters, Inc., which is in Alabama. Now, I think they call it Monster Hunter International. It doesn't matter. But bottom line is they're a group of Alabama monster hunters who are basically conservatives. So they loves Jesus, and they also loves bullets, and they loves to kill monsters. Now, the government gives them huge money for these monsters, and so they live off these government contracts. And at the same time, like lots of conservatives, they hate the government. Yeah, and they will. And my man Larry Correa makes the government look like the biggest bunch of jackasses you ever done see. Now, he does have a new free book, which is known as I think it's Tom Interdimensional Insurance Salesman, and Tom Stranger Interdimensional Insurance Salesman. And he is an interdimensional insurance salesman, and he has a policy with the great god or czar on one of the dimensions of Earth. He insures all these different dimensions. And on one of the dimensions of Earth, he has this insurance policy with the great god Larry Correa, and he goes to a place to save Larry Correa, and their adventure ensues. It's one of the best books I've ever listened to. It is free on audible.com, and it is also... cost some money. Well, I think it might cost money as a regular book. I'm not sure, though. Might be free everywhere. I don't know. Next in our series, we got Harry Copperfield Blackstone Dresden. Harry Dresden, the Dresden Files, I believe it's called, is one of the best books written by Jim Butcher. I'm a huge fan of Jim Butcher. I think he's one of the best writers out there. I'm not the biggest fan of any of his other series, and I only like the Harry Dresden Files up until about Changes. You might be into it beyond Changes. The only reason I don't like it is because I kind of liked what he did with the character. He did something I've always loved and any geek or nerd has always loved, and that is he took a 19 kind of 20 type of guy and in his morals and values and put him into kind of like a modern setting in Chicago, and basically he fights, you know, the evildoers in the good fight. And it's an amazing adventure all the way to me up until Changes. After Changes, I'm not into the series anymore. But you might be, and you should definitely give it a check out. Start with book one all the way up to Changes was great. If you want to get a good understanding of why I love the book so much, in one of the books, I think it's the last one I had read, it might be Beyond Changes, I don't think it is though, he killed his daughter's mother to save the world. He slit her throat basically in front of his daughter. Yeah. So it's a pretty good book. Next on my list, let's see, we got my man Lee Child, we got Larry Correa, we got my man Jim Butcher. So that leaves us with the great and amazing David Baldacci. Now, David Baldacci has multiple series, but there's only certain characters I will always recommend on David Baldacci. King and Maxwell. Every book that's ever been done is usually pretty good. The Hit. The first two, The Hit and The Innocent, are also a great book that he did with the hitman who works for the U.S. government, whose name is whose name is Will Robey. And it is one of the greatest, one of the best American modern spy novel, hitman kind of books. Kind of like Tom Clancy's books, but better. Next on that list, next series I'm going to suggest to you, I don't have the author's name in front of me, but I'm going to suggest a book. You should be able to find it, is the Gray Man series. One of my favorite series, book all the way through, one to the last book done, is amazing. The Gray Man series is one of the best novels ever done. It is an action novel. It's about a lone American hitman like Will Robey, except a little bit different. One, he's basically been trained to be a killer his whole life. And I'm going to look up what the author's name is right now. But he's been trained to be a killer his whole life. His father ran a military installation. The last book was incredible. And he finally got his warrant. Basically, he's been on the run his whole, pretty much since about 10 years ago. Is that's the way it's set up in the book. And it's the character's name is Mark Gentry. Yeah. And Gentry has been on the run for a number of years for the government. And he's basically finally been able to come home and clear his name because he was set up because of somebody else's fuck up. Somebody set him up because he killed a agent, an Israeli agent. Hilariously, because he later in the book, he was actually saved by Israelis. Check that book out, the Gray Man series. And yeah, the Gray Man series is amazing. I don't know what else to say about it. That series will keep you intrigued and interested. One of the best series I've ever read or checked out. Last is my main man, Hard Luck Hank. For those who don't know about Hard Luck Hank, Hard Luck Hank has one of the best and most funniest series I've ever checked out. Hard Luck Hank is about a bully, basically. He is a gang negotiator, and he is bulletproof and resistant to small arms. When I say small arms, let me explain. His weapons, in one of the series of the books, is a four-barrel shotgun, right, and a grenade. His grenade is not used the way you think. Like, when you have a grenade, you throw it. He doesn't throw his grenade. He holds it in his hand. And then he sets it off and it takes you out, but not him. All right. So that's Hard Luck Hank. It is a comedy based sci-fi type of series. There's no magic or anything in it, but it's one of the best books I've ever read. It's done by Stephen Campbell, not the TV guy actor or anything like that. But the guy who reads the book does do Stephen Campbell's voice as the main character. It is hilarious. All right, guys, those are my top five series. I'm going to do some more stuff like this. I'm going to go specifically in certain books when I look at them, when I check them out. So probably every month there'll be another book review. And I'll probably do a better job in those book reviews because I'll be able to be more specific. But I just kind of wanted to get this out because I got asked, what do I do when I drive? I listen to audiobooks. These are the audiobooks I listen to. And I'm telling you, if you stick with those authors, you stick with those books I suggested, guys like David Baldacci, Jim Butcher, Lee Child, all those authors, you will enjoy, especially Larry Correia. Everything Larry Correia has done, not all the authors I can say that with, but everything Larry Correia has ever done is the best. It is the shit. One of my favorite books he has is called Grim Noir. Grim Noir Chronicles is one of the best books ever done. It should be a movie. It should be a movie. I mean, it's great. So check out Hard Luck Hank, Grim Noir Chronicles, Mitch Rapp, Lee Child. Check them all out. I'll talk to you guys later. TruckDriver101.com. We are changing things up. I'm going to do all types of videos that I want to do. And so this is kind of just a blurb and just answering the question, what do I do when I drive? These are the books I read. Sometimes I reread them because I love them so much. Talk to you guys later.